Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Alaska Board of Fisheries met from February 23rd through March 6th, 2024, to discuss and deliberate on regulatory changes to Upper Cook Inlet finfish fisheries. In regards to escapement goals, the ICU has not changed any major king, sockeye, coho, or chum salmon sustainable or biological escapement goals. The Kenai River sockeye salmon in-river goals were not modified. The Board of Fisheries established a new recovery goal for Kenai River late-run king salmon of 14,250 to 30,000 large fish. The BOF listed Kenai River late-run king salmon as a stock management concern. As such, a recovery plan has been adopted, which outlines the specific measures that commercial, sport, and personal use fisheries will be managed until the delisting criteria for this stock are achieved. Drift gillnet fishing is closed within 2 miles of the Kenai Peninsula shoreline until the stock is delisted for a stock of concern status. Set gillnet periods may be allotted when in-season projections exceed 14,250 large king salmon and will be limited to 8 hours. During all set gillnet periods, a permit holder may use up to one set gillnet that is not more than 35 fathoms in length and 29 meshes in depth. To learn more about the regulatory changes for 2024, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. The iconic arch that served as the Iditarod finish line has collapsed, and wood rotting is likely the culprit. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The famed burled arch finish line for the Iditarod Trail sled dog race has collapsed into a pile of wood, officials said. No Mayor John Handelin told KTUU that wood rot was the likely cause.
Everybody knows when we talk in our sport worldwide about the burled arch, this is the goal.
That was Iditarod director Mark Nordman. The iconic arch that has moved onto Nome's Front Street every March for the Iditarod finish had been located at a city park in the middle of town when it collapsed. When learning of the arch's collapse on Monday, animal rights groups posted on social media platform X, "There's nothing like the Iditarod finish line arch rotting and collapsing to signal that the race is on its last leg." The arch that collapsed was not the original. The first arch was built by musher Red Fox Olson. It weighed 5,000 pounds and took about 500 hours to complete in 1974. That arch was damaged in 1999 while being moved off Front Street. It has been restored, and it hangs on the wall of the Recreation Center in Nome. A new arch was completed in time for the 2000 race, but cold, salty winds blowing off the Bering Sea necessitated frequent repairs, including major work in 2013. The sign was a popular selfie spot for tourists' photos, whether it was on Front Street or moved to another location after the race. You can find more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Representative Mary Potola announced her office had created a new staff position focused specifically on aiding Alaska cities, towns, and localities in better identifying and securing federal grant funding. Aurora Taylor, whose previous experience includes grant and project management for tribal governments and rural Alaska communities, joins Mary Potola's team to help shepherd available bipartisan infrastructure law, Infrastructure Reduction Act, and CHIPS and Science Act grant funding to appropriate Alaska entities. For any Alaska entities that would like to connect with Taylor, visit this story at RadioKenai.com to find her contact information. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.